Well, race is a losing issue on the campaign trail. Do you or do you not agree? The internet right now is spinning its wheels debating whether or not Kamala Harris is black enough. She is mixed race. Her father was from the Caribbean. Her mother is an Indian immigrant. That makes her half Caribbean, half Jamaican specifically, and half Indian. This is such a dumb question. And I think if the Obama years taught us anything, it's that when we focus on race, we all lose. Now, why do I say this? Because we were sold this idea that opposition to Obama was racism. And a lot of us focused on that because that's where the media trained our focus. By doing that, I want to say that I admit personally that I missed quite literally that he was murdering entire populations in the Middle East and supporting Al-Qaeda. And in the meantime, I was looking the other way, wondering whether or not opposition to Obama was racist. I will never do that again. I will never be distracted by race and gender again. And I invite you to join me. So this week, Vice President Kamala Harris played up what we would think about black tropes at a rally in Atlanta with the rapper Megan Thee Stallion.
And you all helped us win in 2020. And we're going to do it again in 2024. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Oh, my.
So let's get right.
Okay, she's from the East Bay.
I don't see the problem with that, Natalie. It sounded perfectly fine to me.
She and I were born in the same area code. We're both from what we call the 5 and dime, the 510, the East Bay. Yeah. This is how we talk. Her accent should be fairly like mine. We don't talk like that in Northern California, but who cares? If she wants to relate to people by sounding like them, it's up to those voters to decide whether or not they buy it.
Yeah, or is she phony? Oh, she's coming here. Suddenly she's got an accent that she didn't have 24 hours earlier.
Right, it's like Madonna, who all of a sudden became British and then she wasn't.
Uh-huh. Right.
Next time she's going to be sitting a hot dog on the podium and then putting hot sauce on it. We ready to get this started?
Right. Hot sauce. I've always loved hot sauce. Remember Hillary Clinton did that? She's like, I carry hot sauce in my purse all the time, trying to relate to black folks.
I mean, I thought that this, like, you know, ultra black southern accent, that if you made fun of it, you get pulled off a Disneyland ride like Brer Rabbit. You know, you're not supposed to sort of lean into it like that. But if she wants to do it, let her do it. I don't care at all. I don't think she's pandering to me. The people she is pandering to should decide for themselves whether they like it or not. Now, President Trump sort of stepped in a big pile of race poop when he questioned her blackness this week. He was race baited by this interviewer who asked him why should black voters trust him with another 4 years, and then followed up with a DEI question. And instead of saying race is not the issue, the issues are blank, what I think are the important issues, he really stepped in it. Watch.
I have been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better than President Johnson, who signed the Voting Rights Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
Let me just ask a follow-up, sir, and then we'll move on to other questions here. Some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those Republicans and those supporters to stop it?
How do you define DEI? Go ahead. How do you define
diversity, equity, inclusion?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Is that what your definition?
Give me a
definition
then.
Would you give me a definition of that? Give me a definition.
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
No, you have to define it. Define it for me, if you
will. I just defined it, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went. She became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir,
somebody should look into that, too, when you continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Okay, so now liberals are saying, oh my gosh, this is so offensive. He doesn't believe in people's biracial ability, that you can't have both cultures. But I think what is clear is that he's pointing out that Democrats are race pandering. I think that's the point that he was trying to make, maybe not elegantly, but he makes a valid point. They do use her race like a tofu. You can just kind of stir it into any dish and it takes on that flavor versus what you think that group of voters want. And I don't think anyone should get bonus points just for their skin color. Here is a headline from 2016 calling her just Indian. So she was sold to one population as Indian and another population is black. Here's an introduction to Joe Biden this week where the speaker couldn't decide which race he wanted to kind of wheel and deal, which card to play when he talked about the vice president.
And to choose as his running mate, Kamala Harris, the first... the first black woman... Asian American to hold the vice president, but you already knew that.
Okay.
I love the sign language.
It's like, which one? We're going with which one?
I don't know what to call you right now.
It's whatever the machine wants her to be.
If somebody had crossed it out several times and so he couldn't quite read it. He's like, wait, is it black? Okay, they cross out black, but then they circled black, but then they circled Indian, and I don't know.
Yeah, all the deaf people are like, did he just call her a black Asian Indian?
And you know, which version of the speech do you have? Are there different versions for which groups you're talking about? This was a civil rights group, so they wanted to use black for that. Somehow Asian got in there, and he was like, so it's clear that they're using it in order to pander to voters. Will it work for you or not? Now, again, Clayton's right. This is reminiscent of when Hillary Clinton told a black interviewer that she carries hot sauce in her purse, or when Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. It's race pandering, and it's so unimportant in a year when the issues are so much bigger, such as, will you draft my child to war? Will you fix the economy and stop perverting market forces to fund foreign wars? Will you weaponize the government against citizens and politicians that you don't like? Will you secure the border and create safe cities? Look at this. Will wages increase to keep up with an inflation? This is a chart showing that inflation-adjusted hourly compensation is down 5.2% since the Biden administration took office, unchanged a year ago. These are the most important topics to vote on. Nothing to do with race, literally nothing. Now, I watched some of the Blacks Against Harris Zoom meeting this week because I also watched the white dudes for Harris and the white ladies for Harris. And so I wanted to know if this rhetoric is similar, that these are black people talking, you know, about one thing. Is it similar to the way that whites are talking to themselves? It kind of wasn't. They're not really speaking for other blacks. They're rejecting being spoken for because they're black. Watch.
A very well-oiled machine, right? What we do have in our favor is that people do not trust any of this stuff anymore. At this point in the game, people know that they're being propagandized. So I think that a lot of people on this Zoom have the opportunity to reach out to people directly that are either done with the propaganda.
Okay, so they're done with the propaganda of, like, you're black, so you think this way, so you must like her because of your race. I thought this was really interesting. Here is one participant saying he can see through this pandering to black people because behind it is white people.
And so it's getting real petty now. It's like, yo, we know that's wrong. We know it's wrong. And we need to draw, like, black people back in, because the white liberals, they running black culture.
Okay. Wow.
White liberals
are running black culture.
Yeah.
That might be one of the smartest things I've ever heard.
Right.
White liberals are running black culture.
They'll tell you what's cool and what you like, right? Get some diamonds on Temu and I'll tell you what's cool, yo. Like, they're deciding that they don't want white people to castigate themselves in the name of diversity and then tell them what's right for them. They want to speak for themselves. Go ahead, David.
Well, I was just going to say that comes down to the same thing as, like, getting rid of the name the Redskins and all this with the Indian culture. Like, they're like, why are we letting these white people take our, like, it's like they were unhappy with that decision because it took away like acknowledgement of their culture.
Yeah. So again, I don't think this guy wants white people to speak for them. I think he wants what the rest of us want, which is safe and prosperous country. But I don't speak for him. He speaks for himself. And I don't tell him anything or presume anything based on his skin color. Now, here was a New York Post article last week that really spoke to me. The headline was "Better Served by Republican Policies: Black Men Reveal Why They Are No Longer Democrats." And I really liked this quote from this man who said, "During the protest in Providence, I led from the front, putting myself at risk." But then he says, "But our enemy is not white people. Our enemy is the overzealous government." Now, think for a second if we all put aside race and realized that collectively how powerful that quote is, that nobody's my enemy based on these labels like gender, race, or what have you, that we are all just looking for the same thing from our government, which is to get out of the way of our lives. And he says, one of the things he says is that immigration is a hotbed issue for black voters. And in fact, that turns out to be valid because higher levels of illegal immigration do increase black unemployment. They do increase rates of black incarceration. They are absolutely correlated. Why? Because populations of young men with no gainful employment and idle time has never led any society to anywhere good. But if you want the same things for everybody, not just based on race, then you're on to something. This is something that Vivek Ramaswamy said in his RNC speech, and I really appreciated this.
To those of you watching this at home tonight, I'd like to deliver a message that the media doesn't want you to hear from the Republican Party. Our message to black Americans is this. The media has tried to convince you for decades that Republicans don't care about your communities, but we do. We want for you what we want for every American: safe neighborhoods, clean streets, good jobs, a better life for your children, and a justice system that treats everyone equally, regardless of your skin color and regardless of your political beliefs.
Is he black or Indian?
He's Indian.
Okay.
Yeah,
unless he was a Democrat.
We should not presume about anything. Right. Yeah, about anything he believes based on his skin color.
If he was a Democrat, he'd be black.
And this—it's just a good reminder that black people vote on the issues just like the rest of us, and to assume otherwise is racist, don't you think?
Yeah.
So here we are. Now we've had.
Sorry, yeah? Real quick. Don't you think it's weird that you don't really ever hear on the Republican side, like, Vivek Ramaswamy is the first Indian, you know, blah, 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 to run for the Republican Party? Like, they don't seem to pander to that. You know, it's just like, here's Vivek Ramaswamy. He's running for president.
Right. Yeah. And again, I think Republicans will lose if they play this game, this race game. Let the Democrats scream themselves hoarse about it and don't play. Here is one of my ex-friends. Never met her in person, but we follow each other on X. And I appreciated the way she presented race as a losing issue. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf. She says, "Dear conservatives, here are some losing issues. Men in dresses is a loser issue. Is Harris black or Indian? Loser issue. Childless cat ladies, you loser issue. Who is weird? Loser issue. Here are the issues you will win on: economy, border, crime, unity. Every minute you spend between now and November not talking about these things is shooting yourself in the foot." Now, here is my addition to her winner issues. I'm adding censorship regime and foreign wars, namely not supporting those things. So we have had the race discussion because it's sucking the air out of the internet. And I want to have it as a non-issue and replace it with the issue. So are you with me? Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Put your hand up if you're with
me.
I'm with you.
Can I get an amen?
Yes. The United States is the largest purveyor of child sex trafficking in the world. And we're talking about whether or not she's black or Indian.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Okay.
Like,
let's loser well,
that's
issue.
And that's what, that's the thing that I talk about. Like, the government has done an amazing job of dividing us and propagandizing us and thinking that those are the things we should be focused on. Let's focus on individual issues and let's ignore the most important stuff. And they're great at it. And we've been doing it for years. So I'm on board.
Barron, yeah.